Generally, we do not like to go into things that we fear. We try to avoid those things. It might be public speaking, or it might be you might be fearful of heights. And so we try to stay away from those things. We protect ourselves. We secure ourselves, making sure that we never have to experience them. I was this morning when at the 9 o'clock service, I was asking our young people what some of the things that they feared were. They fear monsters that throw slime balls. That was at least one of them. And I made sure that it wasn't actually a monster. It was really in his dreams. But a lot of times, our young people, they need the support of their parents in order to make it through these periods of fearfulness. They use their parents as a way to raise them up, to give them that support, that foundation piece, so that they can step through their fears and do something amazing. We often, as people, fear the idea of death. Death and dying. We avoid it by the words that we use. As you know, Jennifer, my fiance, is a hospice physician, and she deals with death all the time. And I don't deal with it in the same way, nor as often as she does. But we have some similarities there in our professions, in which we are dealing with people as they approach their final days. And I was noticing, we had a conversation about this several months ago, about the words we use when we talk about death. She would be on the phone and she'd be talking to somebody, and she'd, well, they're passing, or they're transitioning. And I said, hold on one second. You are a medical professional, and you're using what I would call metaphysical terms to talk about death rather than concrete ones. And she said, well, it has to do with how it makes us feel and how the family feels when we use words like that. It brings about something that we fear. It brings out some emotions that we have. Here I am, I'm a theological person, a minister, and yet I want to use words that are more concrete. I want to say the word because I really feel that when we talk about something and we approach it, we actually grow and overcome some of the fears that we face in our lives when we use terms that are really accurate. And I don't know, passing and transitioning, and how does that all work? In the passage of Scripture today from the Gospel of Luke, we hear how Jesus appears to his disciples after he had appeared to at the tomb with the women, and how he appeared on the road to Emmaus with his disciples and with some other disciples. And he appeared in this room with these disciples, and they had heard about these experiences, and they really didn't know if it was true or not. But then Jesus appeared in front of them, and Jesus said, "Peace be with you." And then it says that the disciples were terrified. They were afraid of what they were seeing. And they were afraid of what they were seeing because what they expected was that Jesus had died and they would never see him again. And then he was there. And they didn't know what it meant. Was it good news or was it bad news? They were terrified. It's then that Jesus started pointing things out, and he started teaching them, and he started looking at the scriptures, and he built a conversation around what was happening in that very moment. And only then were the disciples able to come to know that it was good news, that death had been overcome, that they had hope for what was going on in the future. These were pieces of the puzzle that were put together when Jesus spoke to them and talked to them about what was key in their lives. And as a result, they changed the way they lived. I think it's really important to talk about the things that we fear. It's really important to step into it, to face it on a day-to-day basis. Which is why I'm very excited about the series that we have here at St. Patrick's over the next 4 weeks. We have a series that is called Peace. How do we live into this idea of peace? Jesus greeted the disciples, "Peace be with you." How do we find peace in our lives if we're not approaching the things that we fear and overcoming them, not on our own, but with the people around us? How do we build a conversation that helps us overcome those fears in our lives? This is an opportunity, the series we have today, that begins with a book talk about The Graceful Exit, the book that Mona Hanford has written and Laylee has illustrated. It's a book that is talking about years of experience in caregiving and in hospice and what it means to live our lives all the way, to live with joy and peace and love. And how, as we live that way, we can really learn what is most important, and we can overcome the fear that sits deep in our heart someplace, wondering what is happening beyond. Now, there will be people who say, "Oh, this is way out in my future. I don't need to think about these topics right now. Or this never is going to happen. I know everything about this. I have no need of this." There will be people out there who think that. But I'm telling you, I've gone through it in the last 2 weeks, and I deal with it all of my life, every day. And yet I still need to explore these things and reflect on them and grow and face the fears. It's key to how we live. So no matter where you are, if you live any length of time, you will have to deal with death in your life, because it is part of it. It's part of how we live. So I hope that you will take part in not only the book celebration that we're going to have today, but in the weeks to come, talking about Christian caregiving, talking about the actual dance, the one-act play that will be here in 2 weeks, or the last week when I'm talking about our faith and what theology says about the resurrection and hope. These are all pieces of how we can grow and we can overcome our fears, and how we can face death head on. We can talk about it in a way that will strengthen our heart and raise us up as we face life together. It's an important series, it's an important topic, and I think you can see from our gospel passage today how the disciples were transformed by being in a community that talked about it, and how Jesus taught and communicated, and as they worked through it, how they became stronger and more transformative people for the world around them.